they've got to start from deep in their end of the field. And Garrison Hurst takes advantage of it. He takes the handle, takes to his right, gets to the 20. He's at the 30. Needs to cut in. He comes back up the right sideline. Breaks the third tackle. Comes down to the 30. He's out of the 20. He's out of the 10. He's out of the 5. He's in the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, 49ers. 96-yard run from scrimmage. Garrison Hurst breaking tackle after tackle. Swings down the sideline. Throws off bodies like clothes after a marathon.
Young, back to throw. In trouble, he's going to be sacked. No, gets away. He runs, gets away again, goes to the 40, gets away again, to the 35, cuts back at the 30, to the 20, the 50, the 10, he died, touchdown 49ers.
Third down, Alex takes the snap. Alex looking, got it, close, and it's good.
It is second down. Ryan takes the snap. Throws the flag to the left side. It's Russell. Intercepted. The 49ers pick it. And Navarro Bowman. His redemption. Navarro Bowman running it all the way. And it's touchdown. No greater redemption.
San Francisco 49ers. We can do whatever we want.
Click, click. Boom! What is going on, faithfuls? Happy St. Patrick's Day. To those of you who celebrate on the West Coast, I'm sorry, I should have said it on yesterday's show. For those of you here on the East Coast, all right, send those questions in right now. For those of you who are here for the first time ever, this is the Nothing But Niners March Madness. We are live daily. That's right, every single day for the entire month of March for 15 minutes of a Q&A segment. You guys can ask questions to me, personal stuff. You can ask questions to me about whatever you want. Absolutely whatever you want, guys. So let's get ready to have some fun. All right. Now, hope that you guys are ready because I know I sure am. All right. Danny Albright had the first question of the night up above my head there. He says, who is your favorite Niner player all time on offense? Now, Danny is somebody who's been a longtime subscriber. And how I know this is because he didn't ask who my favorite Niner player is of all time. He knows that's Bryant Young already. He's asking about the offensive side of the ball. And man, that is a tough question. The Niners have had some studs on the offensive side of the ball. Some of my favorites include guys like Frank Gore, Vernon Davis. Let me see, who else? Jerry Rice, obviously. Steve Young, Joe Montana. Oh, man, it's a long list. I actually really have a really good appreciation for guys like Garrison Hurst. But I am actually going to go with John Taylor. Now, hear me out. I've never had a Taylor jersey or anything like that. But Taylor was in here, and he was beyond serviceable. A lot of people say, oh, if you play across from Jerry Rice, of course you're going to get some looks and you're going to be good, right? And I get all that. But it's also pretty intimidating to play across from the best player in NFL history and still produce. So John Taylor is my guy for more reasons than people would actually know. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how I feel about it. All right. Let's see here. What else do we have? I got a spam question here. Can't do anything about that one. Should we make a Cole? Ali, you gotta I don't know who you got within. I don't know what these questions are supposed to be. So you gotta set me up a little bit better here, buddy. All right. I'm just not quite sure. All right. OG Big Mike, you think the Haney Garcia fight is off? Why is Haney ducking Shakur? Does Tank wash all of them? Wow, really, really good questions. Haney is currently in the process of trying to set up a backup opponent. And there's so many people vying for that spot. I'm not sure, man. I'll be completely honest with you guys. I'm not sure. For those of you who are not like aware of what's going on in the boxing community, Ryan Garcia seems to be having some sort of mental breakdown. And this is one of the bigger fights of the year. I love that it's happening so early, but it's getting to the point where it's looking like it's not going to happen because of Ryan Garcia's mental status. I won't say that he's crazy or anything like that. I'm not anyone who can diagnose something like that. But people are concerned. People are worried. And I don't know if the fight is actually going to happen. I will say this. Haney is going to fight that night for sure. I would love for Garcia to get in the ring with him. I just don't know how focused he is on actually boxing right now. And the boxing commission has a very tough task ahead of them. They have to do some sort of aptitude test or survey or something and make a decision. All right. Why is Haney ducking Shakur? Because Shakur is better. And I like Haney. I respect him. He's, you know, top three in that division, but Shakur is above him. And does Tank wash all of them? The fight were to happen today, yes. But in another 3 years, maybe not. Shakur could probably catch up with him. And Tank is getting a little bit older. He will get stronger with age. I'll give him that, right? But that age at a certain point, you know, it's going to diminish. So I don't exactly know how it's going to go. Ali says, who you got winning March Madness? You know, my man Stephen Fox asked me to fill out one of the March Madness brackets, and I forgot to do it. So I don't know. I have no idea, man, but I know I will be paying attention once we get down to the nitty gritty of it all. Ask me that question again in a couple of days and I'll have a better answer for you. I'm sorry, man. I don't know. Davey says here, Mike, do you think the Eagles have done good business in free agency so far? They've made splashes. That's for sure. But the Eagles' biggest issue isn't about talent. It's the coaching staff. And they have brought in so many people that I don't know who the players are going to listen to, right? When you hire coordinators and assistant coaches and things like that who previously interviewed and had second interviews for the head coaching job, and your head coach in Sirianni kind of fell apart down the line, I don't know that they are super confident in him going forward. So I don't know how it's going to play out, if I'm being completely honest with you, man. You can look at free agency two ways. You can look at the players that they acquired. And if that's the case, cool. You give them the nod, right? But this is also the same team that had a banging free agency, you know, about a decade and a half ago. And they were the dream team. Right. That's what they called themselves. And that team didn't do shit. So it depends on how you look at it, if I'm being completely honest with you. I'm not sure what's, you know, I think the front office and coaching is more important than the talent that's there. And I'm not sure that the Eagles are in the right place. They will be interesting to watch. They'll be fun to watch. They're going to have their ebbs and flows. The problem is, I don't know if the Eagles ever find consistency throughout the year. I don't know that. So we'll see what happens. If I had to give it a final answer, I'm going to say no. They have not done good business in free agency. They've acquired some good pieces as far as players go, but business is more front office and coaching and all that, and I don't see that as being good. David M. is in the building. What's going on, big dog? He says here, with such heavy focus on defense, the front seven especially, they have to be looking to go heavy offensive line and offense, right? You're talking about in the draft. I don't know, man. I don't know. You know, part of this coaching thing is that, you know, you have to be able to rally the troops. And I think Kyle Shanahan believes he's smart enough to rally the troops, regardless of what pieces he's given to work with, right? They may allow the team to use their first three picks on more defensive players. You know, we're going to have a lot of free agent corners coming up in the next season or two. They might want to go there. They might still be looking for that bookend guy to keep on the opposite side of Bosa for the next 3 or 4 years. These free agency pieces that they've signed, 1 year deals, 2 year deals, they're looking for long term investments there. They might be looking for another defensive tackle. They might be looking for another defensive end. I have no idea. And with the presence of Staley being here as an assistant on the coaching staff, I think he's going to implement some 3-4 stuff. Are they going to try to change the scheme? Are they going to start trying to work towards something different? I just don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if they went their first three picks offensive side of the ball. I wouldn't be surprised if their first three picks were on the defensive side of the ball. Odds are it's going to be a little bit of a mix-up of the two, right? I wouldn't be – I think that if it was my call, I would say out of their first three picks – it would be two defensive players and one offensive player. But then after that, they will focus on more offense. All right. He says, I'd like a free agent O-line pickup with a little experience personally. I mean, look, while you're saying that, you got to look at what they did. They brought back their entire offensive line from last year. People can say what they want to say about that offensive line, but the truth of the matter is that offensive line was good enough to get us to the Super Bowl. And the offensive line, other than that one play in overtime, wasn't the reason we lost that game. So I think that we have made the free agency veteran moves for the offensive line already. You bring back everybody, and then you look to improve afterwards. There's not much else out there that already knows the system. I'm not saying that no one out there is going to be an upgrade, but, you know, the worst case scenario is we run it back with the same line that we had, and that's not a bad move. I think the Niners' offensive line was top 10 last year, despite what some Niner fans will have you think. I think top 10 is very, very good for an offensive line, and we brought them all back. So we'll see what happens. What's your grade of the 49ers free agency? When you look at just the players that they've brought in, I have some players that I really, really like. I love the Collins move and things like that. And the Floyd move should be getting announced very, very soon. But but I'm more impressed with what they've done focusing on special teams. I don't know if these guys are going to make it. But they've seemed to make a focus on special teams, but they did not change special teams coordinators. So, you know, I can't sit here and say that the Eagles went out there and got all this talent, but the coaching staff is still going to come down to the coaching staff. I'm not going to talk in one side of my mouth about the Eagles and then out the other side of my mouth about the 49ers. If they're not going to improve the coaching staff, and I think they do need a different special teams coordinator other than Schneider, I can't just pretend like it, you know, It works for us and not for other teams. So I don't know how much of an improvement we're going to see on special teams, regardless of the talent. However, I do like the addition of Staley, the promotion of Sorensen. I mean, I preferred Bullocks, but, you know, it is what it is. They're both still here. They're both going to have heavy input. One guy just has a title. The other guy doesn't. So we'll see what happens. Should we make a college basketball bet? Sure. You let me know what you got, and I'm ready. Each pick a team and ride something friendly. You know what, Ali? We're going to see each other at some point this year at a game. That is my goal, for me and you to be together face to face. So here's a friendly bet. First three drinks is on the other person. So what we'll do is we will go through the brackets tomorrow, see who's left standing, and we will pick a team to see who gets further. And then when we get together for the game, the winner gets three free drinks from the other person when we go out the night before the game. Deal? Let me know what you think. All right. Here we go. Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. Mike, who you got? I'm going to go with Jake Paul. Mike Tyson is just old as fuck, man. I mean, it's not a real boxing match. This should be considered an exhibition. It's clearly a money grab. I don't like it at all. But, you know, it is what it is. Raphael says here, what's the game plan for Drake Jackson? Health. Get healthy and get busy. That is the plan for Drake Jackson. I don't know if you guys remember, but he had, what was it, three sacks week one against the Steelers, and then he kind of just fell off a cliff, right? I think he finished with the same number of sacks. They increased his playing time. They tried decreasing his playing time. Maybe we overworked him, and they didn't get any results. We're looking for some consistency. I would hope that he gets healthy and goes through a full, healthy preseason and off-season workout program and things like that, training camp and all, and hopefully he can just step it up a little bit more. And maybe he could be that bookend that they're looking for on the opposite side, and they both extend him early, see what happens. But I just don't know. I don't know. All right. I'm hoping that Drake Jackson does have a bounce back year. Do you remember the Charlie Garner sick double spin move? I think J.J. Stokes and Ty Streets were on the squad then. I haven't been able to find that highlight. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry. Do you think any of the young guns, Haney, Garcia, Shakur, shoot, even Tank, will ever go up and wait to challenge a Bud Crawford, Errol Spence? Yes. I think that that will be Tank's final hurrah, a big check, when he feels like, all right, guys, you know, listen, man, a buddy of mine, I was just talking to him, and he was talking about the triangle of life, right? You start out young, you start going up, and at some point you hit your peak, and you start going back down. It's a triangle, no matter how you look at it, right? At some point, you're going to be coming down. And I think that when Tank Davis realizes he's coming down, he'll move up in weight and take on Crawford. I think he could beat Errol Spence if he went up in weight today. Errol Spence is not who we think he is. He's not been the same since the accident. I know that people got the UGAS fight and said, oh, well, he won it. Yeah, but he didn't look the same. I didn't think he was ready for Bud Crawford. I was adamant about that. He got worked in the Bud Crawford fight. I think Tank could beat Spence today if he moved up in weight. But Bud, that would be a fight for the century right there. I do. How big of a fight is Canelo versus Bud? It would be the biggest fight of the last 20 years. It would be the biggest fight of the last 20 years, but Canelo doesn't want that work. I said it, and I'm standing on it. Canelo Alvarez does not want to see Bud Crawford. It's pretty simple for me. All right. I don't see any more questions in the chat. David has a couple of comments here, but there's no questions inside of there. David, thank you for the participation in the show. I am beyond the 15 minutes. You guys know the first 2 minutes I do the announcements and all that stuff. But it is what it is. My heart wants to see Tyson drop Paul inside 60 seconds. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Tyson is going to go out there, give it his all in the first round. I think he might actually even stun Jake Paul, but he's going to be gassed. This guy is not in fighting condition. I don't care about the day one, are you going to run? Day two, what you going to do? Day three, you can't fuck with me. Day four, you don't want no more. Like, I don't care about the rhyming and all that shit, man. Dude, like, you're 85 years old. You're 85 years old. You're going to go out there. You're going to give it to y'all in the first round. I think that Paul survives it. And then Paul has that overhand right. They're going to stop the fight. I just don't think it's going to go that way. And Mark says here, this will be the last question of the night. How confident are you in Purdy going forward? On a scale of 1 to 10, I am a solid 8 on Brock Purdy. I think he's serviceable, but he's never going to be the guy to put the team on his back and just take over a game. I think what we saw in that Detroit game may, this is going to sound so bad because it's only year two, right? But that may have been peak Purdy. You know, he decided to use his legs more in the second half of that game when we needed to come back. And it's not a knock on him. It's just not who he's wired to be. So I'll give it a solid 7.5, 8. I like Purdy. And we can win with him. I think we can win a Super Bowl with Brock Purdy. But if you're looking for somebody who can have the skill positions around him just get worse and worse year after year, like we saw with Patrick Mahomes, and they still win a Super Bowl, I don't think Brock Purdy is that guy. Not that he's completely dependent and reliant on the skill position, but Brock Purdy was blessed with an all-pro wide receiver, an all-pro tackle, an all-pro fullback, an all-pro running back, an all-pro tight end. Once these guys just become guys, I don't think Brock Purdy gets over that kind of hump. How confident were you in Jimmy G after 2019? I was over Jimmy G after 2019. That postseason was horrible for him, and that was when I knew Jimmy wasn't the guy. Does your heart say Purdy is the guy? He's not the guy. He's a really, really good guy. He's not the guy, and I'm hoping that the Niners continue to draft quarterbacks. All right? So listen, that's going to do it for tonight's episode. Phenomenal questions. You guys were absolutely amazing, man. We knocked that one out of the park. I appreciate you all. I'm going to get up out of here. Shout out to all the live viewers. Please, guys, like, subscribe, go to the YouTube page if you're watching from any other platform. All right, I know that we got a lot of people in here right now from other channels. go to the YouTube page. Make sure you guys subscribe, like, rate, review, leave comments, and all that good stuff. All right. Prepare for glory. Anticipate pain. But always remain faithful. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace.
We all gas, no brakes, pumped up, no fakes. We spinning, we winning, we high stakes. We never miss, we all makes. Look at us dudes trying to prove, bringing you news with nothing to lose. Mike, Nick, Tony, Wayne, Method Man, we bring pain. Hey. See, I'ma confess it. We under the pressure. If you looking to find us, leave them nothing but nine.